In. The words seem oddly dated, don't they? It all sounds rather naive and sentimental to be talking about children laughing and dancing and singing together when we all know perfectly well that what children do in real life is snarl and take drugs. But these children, kids, youths, and all the ones we came across on our journey were happy in a way that we in the West are almost embarrassed by. The last of the children drops away from us. Our support Land Rover drives slowly past, distributing Cokes and Fantas. Jim, our photographer, is sitting on its tailgate, taking pictures of us with his Canon EOS 1, which I've been coveting ever since I saw it. Kees, our Dutch video cameraman, hoists his lightweight Sony 3-chip up to his shoulder and pans along the line of walkers. I wonder if there's anywhere in the West that you could find 100 children to sing and dance like that. The following day is my first stint in the rhino suit. I'm much too big for it, and my legs stick out absurdly from the bottom, so that I look like a giant prawn tempura. Inside, the heat and the stench of stale sweat and old Dettol are almost overpowering until you get into the swing of things. Todd walks along beside me, determinedly keeping me engaged in conversation. After a while, I realize he's monitoring me to make sure I don't faint. Todd's a good man, and I like him a lot. He takes good care of people and takes even better care of his beloved rhino suit. I stop for a moment to pour some water into and over my face and catch a glimpse of myself in the window of the Land Rover. I look unimaginably stupid, and I reflect that there is something very odd about this sponsored walking business. It's always undertaken for good causes, cancer research, famine relief, wildlife conservation, and so on, but the deal seems to be this. Okay, you are trying to raise funds for this very worthwhile cause, and I can see that it's an important and crucial matter, and that lives or indeed whole species are at stake, and something needs to be done as a matter of urgency. But, well, I don't know. Tell you what, do something really pointless and stupid and maybe a bit dangerous, then I'll give you some money. I only spent a week on the walk. I didn't get to climb Kilimanjaro, though I did get to see it. I was very sorry not to get to go up it. Though, having seen it, I have to say I wasn't very, very sorry. I did get to see one rhino, briefly, out of the thousands that used to roam in this area, and I wondered if it had any sense at all that all was not right with its world. Human beings have been on this planet for 1 million years or so, and in that time we have faced all sorts of threats to our survival. Famine, plague, warfare, AIDS. Rhinoceroses have been here for 40 million years, and just one threat has brought them to the brink of extinction. Human beings. We are not the only species to have caused devastation to the rest of the world, and it must be said in our favour that we are the only one that has become aware of the consequences of its behaviour and tried to do something about it. However, I reflect as I shift the